From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
Asian Week shouldn't have been surprised by the mess it got into after publishing Kenneth Ng's Why I Hate Blacks column. Two previous columns, Why I Hate Asians and Proof That Whites Inherently Hate Us, illustrate Ng's, well, hatefulness. It's a stretch to call them columns. Rants would be more accurate. After the first one ran, a letter to the editor said it all. Please do your job as editors. We deserve better. That's the point. A 23-year-old columnist can have all sorts of warped ideas about himself and everyone else, but how do those manage to get printed in a newspaper? Three times. If one of the rants had been printed, you might be able to believe it slipped through. However, when three appear, it makes you think no one is editing the paper. Ted Fang, owner and editor-at-large, has given inadequate explanations of how the Why I Hate Blacks article appeared. Initially, the paper published one of those non-apology apologies. We regret if anyone was offended. At first, Fang said he hadn't decided whether to stop using Ng's pieces. As the controversy grew, he made a stronger apology and said Ng would no longer write for the paper. However, he still has not answered the question of who is responsible for the piece being printed. He said everyone is responsible, which means no one is. The high point of this low point was the quick and outraged reaction of Asian community leaders. Usually when racial insults are hurled, the leaders of the insulted group rush to speak out in protest. In this case, Asian leaders led the charge, responding more quickly and angrily than African American leaders. As it turns out, the whole episode makes me feel more confident about the relationship between African Americans and Asian Americans. If Ng represents the prejudices and ignorance of some individuals in the Asian community, the leadership stepped up and denounced those attitudes passionately. The next time something like this happens, leaders should follow the example set here. Some have said the incident points to the need for dialogue between Asian Americans and African Americans. The more dialogue, the better. But the overriding lesson of this incident is a little more basic. A newspaper needs to be edited. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.